gay marriage has been settled.
Think so?
Think again.
We've only just begun.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. The Supreme Court, of course, has ruled. A lot of people are happy and relieved.
None more so, politically speaking, than Republicans who've wanted to just see this issue go away.
Moderate Republicans like Governor Rick Snyder,
who has always detested getting wrapped up in the culture wars, but even Bill Schuette,
conservative attorney general of the state who aggressively pursued the case even as public opinion nationwide was undergoing a dramatic reversal.
But now it's over, and as for the future of implementing the decision,
this is something for the governor and the legislature to work on.
Schuette speak for not my problem. And the gay marriage controversy is now retired 2.5 years before Bill Schuette launches.
We expect to launch
his campaign for governor.
2 years to reposition himself, quote, evolve, as politicos like to say on the issue.
But if Schuette, Snyder, and other Republicans are hoping the issue will go away,
they are bound to be disappointed.
The conversation will be kept alive because there are laws that have to be changed. Divorce laws, custody laws, inheritance and estate planning, hospital visitation. There are all kinds of statutes that will need to be updated.
Each and every one a reminder and an opportunity to rekindle the controversy.
And although there are Republicans who want this issue to just go away,
there are also plenty of Republicans who want it to continue, who want to rein in the impact of the Supreme Court's decision. There's already legislation, in fact, that's been introduced that would only allow clergy members to sign off on marriages.
But let's be real. We know that bill, it's not
going
to move.
Not going anywhere.
But there is the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Remember the huge controversy in Indiana? That bill has been introduced in Michigan.
Now, Governor Rick Snyder, he has broken with the legislature's GOP, the leadership. He says the only way he'd sign a Religious Freedom Restoration Act is if the legislature also sends him a bill to add LGBT protections to the state Civil Rights Act.
Because even though gay marriage is now the law of the land in Michigan, you can still get fired or be denied housing or services for being gay. The Supreme Court decision doesn't change that.
Right. So if that doesn't get settled here in the state, look for Democrats, look for progressives to launch a ballot drive next year to add the protections.
Which means gay rights in Michigan isn't over as a political issue.
Nope.
Not at all.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.